All right, I think we should be good to go.
Good to go.
All right, everyone. Elon here. I'm here with my brother, not from another mother, from the same mother.
Literally the same mother.
Yes, we are brothers. My name is Elon. That's Guy, last name Ferdman. And our company here is Satori Prime. And if you can see behind me, if you're watching this on video, you can see that our brand here is all around having it all. And that can mean a lot of things to a lot of people, which is one of the reasons we actually like it. Today, we're going to speak about how you can obtain healing, like deep healing in your life. And the first thing I want to say, I'll just give you a little bit of background about us. We created our company about 8.5 years ago now. We've started in the personal development game in 2003. So we're going up on about 17 years between the two of us. And one of the things that we struggled with, you hear about the power of mindset all the time. And while mindset is fantastic, after about doing it for a decade or so, Guy and I kind of got to this place where you might be finding yourself right now. Obviously, you're a seeker. Obviously, you're always looking for information. And obviously, you're looking to improve yourself as a human being. We know that because you're listening here. What we kind of came up against was this circular thing that we kept experiencing where we kept coming back to the same issues over and over and over. Now, the time delay may have been expanded, right? So we went and got some great information, labeled a bunch of things, understood why we do all these things, and that kind of expanded the circle. And say, instead of coming back to it after 6 months, I felt like I would come back to it after a year or a year and a half. And after doing it for 10 years and being relatively young, I kind of stopped and thought, am I going to be doing this for the next like 80, 100 years? Because that doesn't seem great, you know? So that's when we really started looking at different modalities. And just to give you a little bit of background, Guy and I have spent over $1 million. I say that because I've quantified it, over $1 million in coaches, mentors, experiences. We've done everything from all the mindset stuff that you can think of in seminars led by some of the best people in the world. We've done different meditation programs multiple times, plant medicine work, breath work. I mean, you name it, we have tried it. We love this stuff. And so what we're going to share with you today is ultimately a simple, easy to follow meditation that has completely transformed our lives and the lives of our clients. And for the first time has actually helped people heal core wounds and ruptures rather than just understand or have a phrase to say, oh, I operate this way because of this, or this is why this happens. And then you keep doing that same thing. So if you're done kind of with that cycle and you want to get off, this is going to be a really, really powerful presentation for you guys. Bro, is there anything that you wanted to add or interject?
No, I think that's perfect. Just to kind of give a diagram, you know, like Elon said, we were really looking at what actually heals psychology, what heals the body. From doing some deep meditation works, I think we experienced like really radical shifts from doing plant medicine work. We experienced really radical shifts. And obviously a lot of us have heard this, you know, it's all about surrender, right? It's like, what can you be with? And what we find over and over again is that as people are diving into the world of being, they often ask the same questions as they do when they're looking at psychology or mindset. They want to know, how do I do this? They want some kind of formula, you know, a 3, 4, 5-step process that they can logistically follow and create some kind of linear response in the body. Now, the reality is, even if you have done some mindset work and you've had your, what we call a Satori moment, your moment of awakening, chances are that happened very sporadically and almost without you really knowing why it happened. It's like it wasn't, and then it just kind of was. So I want to just kind of point to that as that there's something happening in our beingness, and that there's just not a lot of good education on beingness, because we still think of education as informational versus experience. And what we're going to dive in here today is giving you an ability to actually experience what's in your body. And by doing this, it allows for energy to move in ways that it hasn't moved in your body before. So if you think about how psychology works, at least from the way that Elon and I view it today, is you are having something happen in your body, some kind of sensation, some kind of response, and the mind is actually reacting to that response. It's interpreting the response. It's giving you a story. It's trying to survive or create safety or well-being or something like that. And it's great that it does that, but it usually does it in kind of this hyper-reactive state or a hypo-reactive state, depending on how it is that you're programmed. And what we want to look at is not so much how do we manage the mind, because so much of mindset development is managing the mind. And that's what Elon was kind of alluding to and pointing to. It's like, we learned a lot about the mind, so we were doing a lot of mind management. But if you've ever managed a child or managed anything in your life, you know, it takes a lot of energy to continue to be aware and manage and be present and all that kind of stuff. And it doesn't have this like natural fluidity to it, because when you're managing, you're in a reactive state, right? It's not a passive state, it's very reactive. So what we want to give you guys access to is how to actually feel through things in your body, right? Like, that's one of the main questions we get today is, how do I feel anything? How do I feel through something? And again, I want to point to that, because if that's where you are in your education right now, and you're wondering, how do I feel through something? It may not be the question that's going to get you the answer. Because again, if you ask the question, how do I, what that alludes to is that there's an in order to, there's some kind of linear formula that one goes through in order to feel. And then if you're asking a how do I question, you're back in the world of doing, which takes you out of being. So we really want to give you access to the being part, which is teaching you how to lean into the sensations of the body, feel through them, help them metabolize through your system. And then what you may find, I don't want to tell you what you're going to find, what you may find is that as you start feeling through things in your system, this naturally creates more safety, because now you're willing to feel through that, even if it happens again. And it gives that sensation and ability to metabolize through your body, to actually move through, which allows for new energy, new organization in the system to happen. And because you feel through that energy, you feel through that sensation, the mind no longer has to react and interpret what that sensation means, because that sensation changes, which means the interpretation changes, which means there might not be an interpretation at all anymore. And this is where you have these like kind of like sudden moments of, whoa, I'm not reacting to that anymore. Whoa, that's not affecting me anymore. Whoa, that's not happening anymore. And because of this, you don't even have to ask the how do I questions. There's no mental construct at all. The only thing that you get to learn is how to actually feel through something. So you're more present, you're being, right? There's more beingness than doingness. And in that, there's like this natural occurring healing that's happened. And that's really radically changed our lives. And that's what we've been talking about here.
Yeah. So what we want to assist you and guide you in doing is mindset work. Traditional mindset work keeps everything up here, like in the neck and above. So everything is trying to figure things out. So you might say like, okay, well, if everything was in my life except for this, and then you try to figure out how to remove that way of being, that way that you operate, a reaction that you have, right? It's like, I got to remove this. I got to figure out how this operates and I got to remove it. And we don't do that anymore here. We're all about integrating everything into the whole. We're not here to create a fight or say that this is good and this is bad. As soon as you do that, you put your body into an unsafe situation. It's the difference between, for those that don't know, the parasympathetic versus the sympathetic. So when we meditate, right, what we're intending on doing is bringing our system, we'll just call it the system, like everything that happens internally, into a relaxed state, the parasympathetic state. Sympathetic state is when you're in your fight or flight mode. Now, if you've played any sports or you do anything, you know that when you're system is in fight or flight mode, it's being hijacked. You're not operating at your optimal best. Your intuition and guidance system is offline. Your feeling system, other than fear-based feelings, is offline. You don't have clarity of thought because your prefrontal cortex has just gone offline and your amygdala is now firing. So you're in pure animal state, right? Now, when we're in that state, we are very reactionary. We're not actually creating, we're responding to and reacting to. So what we want to do is bring ourselves to the state where, in the midst of all the external chaos that is happening, and even in the midst of the internal chaos that is happening, that we're able to step back and sit in our awareness and watch and feel these things through, not to try to remove them, not to try to get rid of them, not to try to, you know, what we've done most of our lives is we feel something and that thing doesn't feel good. And then the mind goes, I'll take care of that. You don't have to feel that ever again, John or Susie, and lock it down and push it deep and have you running around like a chicken with your head cut off to try to make yourself feel better. But at the end of the day, if you notice, the pattern keeps coming. And if you've had struggles in relationships, you know that you get to a certain place in relationships and that same core wound gets triggered and then self-sabotage. Whether it's in business or finance, you reach a certain level and then something happens and you self-sabotage. These are all things because we're unaware of what is happening inside. And there is massive amounts of discomfort that is happening inside. So we've started saying it this way. The game of life is not about feeling happy. It's not about feeling happy. It's about getting good at feeling. See, if you say like, my mission in life is to always feel happy, is that plausible? I mean, you've lived long enough to probably practice this, right? Like, and I have an 8-year-old and a 6.5-year-old, and I can tell you with 100% certainty, they are not always happy. And if I made my mission to make sure that they're always happy, I'm going to feel like a failure all the time. Life is not about feeling good. Life can instead be about getting good at feeling. And when you play that game, which we're going to show you how to do today, the healing, and I mean like deep, deep release healing that you felt maybe once or twice in your life, you can consciously, and you can not only consciously, but you can repeat it over and over and over to release these different layers and blockages.
Yeah, you can be very proactive with the healing. So I just want to point again to what Elon said about it's not really about getting better at, it's not really about making yourself feel better. It's about getting better at feeling. Now, what does that mean when we have a goal, right? Like something that we want to heal, the mind kind of naturally gets this attachment to this end game, right? Mm-hmm. It has like now something else to achieve. And because of that, it also puts a certain timeline on it. Well, it's like, okay, cool. I've been dealing with this for 30, 40 years. Here I am in this program. I have 3 days to knock it out and then I got to heal myself. Or if I don't do that, I'm going to have this upset in my life because even this thing disappointed me, right? And this is kind of the cycle that we all get into. Instead, almost everyone I've ever talked to at some point in their life has had some kind of experience, esoteric, mystical, right? That they can't really explain how it happened or what people assume is coincidence, right? Like these like really broad coincidences. You think of somebody and then you bump into them in the street or they call you or something like this.
Magical moments.
Yeah, magical moments, serendipity, right? We don't really believe in coincidence. We believe it has much more to do with your energy field, what you're attracting and manifesting and creating into your reality and how that hologram is basically showing up for your experience and it's perfect for you. But what I want to point to is that the body has this natural intelligence. And we'll talk about this as we take you through the exercise, but I'll introduce this now. That when you get a cut on your finger, right, you don't sit there and mindfully think about how the hand is going to mend itself or, you know, or the finger is going to mend itself. When you eat food, you don't sit there and tell the body, okay, I ate some chicken. You know, there's protein in there. So, but I really need protein in my right knee. So if you can send it over there, like we don't do this. We don't give it this like feedback, constant feedback. Women who get pregnant, right, don't give their body feedback on how the embryo is supposed to be formed. We just kind of like trust that there is this intelligence with our body that takes care of all these things. And thank God for that, right? Because otherwise we have to sit there and go in breath, out breath. Like it does all these amazing things. Now think about how many things you trust your body with this intelligence. And yeah, when it comes to like the fabric of your life and the day-to-day operations, we barely trust the system at all. All we ever try to do is guide it, tell it where it's supposed to go, how it's supposed to be, what should be now, what's going to happen tomorrow, when it's time for healing, when it's time for vacations, right? Like all this stuff. And we don't really tune in to the energy and the alignment that's available to us to allow for that natural intelligence to happen. So again, going back to what a lot of people get stuck with the mindset, us included, it's like, okay, now is the time, right? Just like saying like, now is the time to heal my finger. Now is the time to X, Y, Z. And that really isn't what works. So if you're going to do this and you're going to precipitate towards some kind of healing modality, the reality is that your body has an intelligence and it knows when to do things in its own time. The body's very, very patient. We'll take its time to do just about anything. The mind has almost no patience, right? We have to like teach the mind patience and grace and things like this. And you can work on those things and certainly get better at them. However, part of this process is trusting that the body knows when is the right time for something. If you're having, you know, something going on with your spouse or with a parent or financially, and you're like, okay, this is something I want to focus on right now. Great. I think that's wonderful. Having inquiry is going to give you insight. It's going to change the way you perceive things if you're open to it. However, the thing that's really constraining that from shifting in a way that is unimaginable to you is your ability to feel through it and trust that the body in its own time is going to bring the energy through the way that it's supposed to in order to heal it and bring it back to a homeostatic state. So part of this is kind of like letting go that you know exactly what you need right now.
Yeah.
It tends to be that what people are working on right now to heal is just what's going on in their lives. It's what's present and real for them right now. If you're dealing with financial pain right now, guess what? You're going to want to break through in your finances, right? If you have issues with your spouse, you're going to want to look at communication and things like that. It's just natural for us to do that. So that energy is already working through your body because it's there and present, and the mind and the body are naturally going to go to work on that thing. However, what we want to offer you is to let go of the idea that, okay, if I do this practice in 7 days, I got to heal everything. Right? That's like saying, okay, I've been eating like shit my entire life and I need to be in perfect health in 30 days from now. Like living in good health, I don't want to say perfect, but like good, ideal, balanced, neutral health is a lifelong practice.
Yeah.
And there are different things that are going to come up in your system to detoxify when you first do that, right? Like your face starts breaking out or you get a rash or something like that, and you're going to go through that. And then it's like you're going to have emotional stuff to go through, and then you're going to have this to go through. But it's all that process to get yourself to like this ideal health. And again, like you can't tell the body, okay, now is the time for the pimples because I don't have a show this week. Like, you know, it doesn't work that way. So again, we want to invite you to just trust that the body knows what it's doing and that we want to get you into a place where you're so present with your body that you just allow for whatever it needs, like you would nurture a child. And that's really what this practice is about recognizing that you're both the adult and the child, right? These are just like mental construct and distinctions that we created. Really, we're all just children. And for a lot of us, the example that we didn't get, if not all of us, is that our parents weren't fully energetically attuned to us. So when we had some kind of issue or something came up that made us feel unsafe, your parents had a certain way of dealing with it that was passed down to them from their parents and grandparents. And that may not have been an ideal attunement to you. And that created some kind of developmental task that you couldn't finish because it wasn't safe to finish that task. So part of this practice is, again, getting so intimate with our body is that we actually learn how to be the idealized parent for ourselves that we wanted to have. So if you think about your parents and how you wanted them to show up for you, and for a lot of you guys, you still want your parents to show up for you. You're still trying to get praise from your parents or have them adorn you or let you know that you're good enough and all these different kind of things. When the reality was, you never really had to do anything to gain acceptance or love from anybody on this planet. Achievement doesn't get you acceptance or love. It just doesn't do that. So we want to get into a habit of practice where we actually meet the energetic inner child in the idealistic attunement that you thought your parents were supposed to have for you. So you're almost tasked with becoming the idealized adult for your inner child. And yeah, that's partly what this process is about.
Yeah. And I love that you brought up kids. So if you're a parent, just a few things to keep note of, right? Like you watch your kids grow up, and especially kids under the age of 8 haven't even developed fully the logic part of the brain. So if you watch kids, they have this amazing ability to process energy in their bodies. Like a kid can go from ecstatic to crying tantrum and back to ecstatic in under 10 minutes, even less.
Yeah.
Show me an adult that can do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you get upset because you're driving to work and someone cuts you off and that destroys your day. You get a phone call from someone who asked you to do something or denies you or rejects you in some way, and that can destroy your week. So children, if you just watch, have this amazing ability. So the good news is that every single one of us has the innate ability to do this. This is not something that you have to learn. It is just a bunch of things that you get to unlearn and then ultimately remember who you actually are and what's happening. So I want you to just consider as we like map this out for you, okay? Now, today in this, we're gonna give you the map. And there's one thing that I wanna say about a map, because there's a big distinction again between, you know, you read books and you watch videos and you listen to things like this, and people tend to share with you maps. But there's a big difference between looking at a map and being in the actual territory. There's a huge distinction. Like, I can show you a map of New York City. I can explain to you everything. You walking the streets of New York City is nothing like staring at a map of New York City. You get that? So it's like the map and the territory are very different. So today in this, we're going to give you guys the map as best as we can. The meditation that we're going to give you guys for free at the end of this is more of you starting to explore your territory. Not mine, not guys, not your husband's or wife's, like yours, because personal development is personal. Like, you get to do your own work. So.
And that's really important, by the way, if I could just chime in.
Yeah.
Humans are hyper dynamic and there is no one right way to do anything. That's why when everyone follows a paleo diet, it doesn't work for everybody. Mm-hmm. And when everyone follows the keto diet, it doesn't work for everybody. They all have their purpose, and they all have had, I'm sure, millions, if not thousands of people or whatever, right, that have done that and have gotten incredible results from it and felt healthy. But that doesn't mean that it's appropriate for everybody.
Exactly.
And there is a human development process. And because each one of us goes through that process in different ways, no two humans are ever developed quite the same way. So while we may have similar maps, certain things that we could point to in psychology, certain brain chemistry that we all follow, no two people have their system organized exactly the same way. So it would seem odd then that we keep trying to find a specific answer that is a one size fits all answer for everybody, which is why everyone's like, well, that person looks successful. Like, so let me go get their formula and then it's going to work for me. And then inevitably you find out what it is, you try, and it doesn't really do anything for you. Because guess what? That person's organized different. They have different things that motivate them. Their brain chemistry works different. They're, you know, all these different things that they just don't think of. Now, you don't even know what that person's life is really like. They might be crushing it and making a lot of money, but their health might be in complete disarray. Maybe they're angry 90% out of every day, and their, you know, relationship with their wife is terrible. They barely ever see their kids. Like, to me, you know, talking about Elon, the sign behind his head with have it all, like that doesn't elicit a life of have it all. Where most of us, if you really ask most humans, what do you want? They want a person that they can love and be loved by. They feel safe around, kids that are happy, health, like the really simple things in life, right? Even some of the most gifted, wealthy people I've ever talked to, that's like the common denominator. So it would seem to us that it is better to give yourself a map and a practice where the wisdom of the body and wisdom of nature and wisdom of the universe is kind of guiding the process. Mm-hmm. That's individualistic and dynamic for you based on how it is that your system was organized, and just letting it do its thing, just like it does it with the breathing and the eating and all the other things that we talked about, versus trying to fit yourself into a box and figure out what's the next right thing to do. Guys, everything is always evolving, right? Mindset work, it's always gonna evolve. Psychology is always gonna evolve. Anthropology is always gonna evolve. Religion, mysticism, it's always gonna evolve. So we are evolving. So it's great to have a practice that evolves with you versus a static thing that might work for you today, but a week from now you're like, why did that work? I don't feel anything. It's not making me feel better, blah, 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 blah. And really, again, I want to point to that for us, for a human being to feel alignment, to feel connected, to feel like less modulation, if you know what I mean, like less like joy, happy, like, and then really sad and all this kind of stuff. It's like life is always going to modulate, but instead of it having to be these giant waves, it can be these very small ripples that you kind of navigate through. It's really about how neutral can you get. Now, how positive, you know, oh my God, I got to be addicted and attached to the positive, or I got to avoid the negative, which is really the same thing, like being addicted to the positive. It's really about creating a state of neutrality where, like Elon said, scientifically speaking, you're relaxing your nervous system so that the attunement and the gifts that every human naturally has are more viable and available to you and are like vibrant in your life and give you access to that which is really unseen. And most people try to figure out how to get there. It really is in that relaxation and that attunement that you get it. So hopefully
Perfect. I actually wrote down, you know, when we are in alignment, which is what this meditation practice will get you to feel, you start finding your own alignment, then your answers and your gifts come from that alignment. Your opportunities come from that alignment. You will have to work a lot less to produce a lot greater results, whether it's in your relationships, your finances, your health, because when you find your essence and you live from that place, everything that is attracted to your essence and to your alignment is there to help you grow and enhance that sensation of alignment. And when we're in alignment, this is where people feel things like peace, well-being, love, joy. Imagine just living in a state of that as everything is kind of happening around you. Your kids are going crazy. Your husband and wife are driving you nuts. Shit's happening at work. Your bank account's tanking. Like, and you could just stay in this state, because ultimately, here's the thing that we've felt in our lives, and you can check in for yours. Worrying about and trying to figure out how to fix things has very rarely, if ever, helped. You ever notice, like, say something's going really bad in business, right? And you're just really in it and you're struggling. And you're like, oh my God, I got to get out of this. I got to fix this. I got to fix this. I got to fix this. And then at the 11th hour where you're just like, I can't anymore. I can't fight anymore. Like, and you have this.
A lot of ideas.
Yeah. You have this like moment of surrender and let go. Not from like, I give up on life, but just like, I'm going to take my hands off the wheel. Like, I can't drive this bus anymore. And isn't it true that in that moment, something always comes, like the perfect opportunity, check out of the mail, like something happens to save the day. And I always ask, is like, was worrying for the X amount of months, trying to figure stuff out, worth the whole thing? What if you can find inner peace and joy and fulfillment as you're going through all these things? And this is what Guy alluded to brilliantly. It's like, when you're in that state, you don't have these massive peaks and valleys anymore. Because it's the peaks and valleys that trigger at the most primary thing, and this is what we're going to start talking about right now, the am I safe part. Imagine like a little boy or a little girl inside of you right now, right? So if you're a man, it's going to be a little boy. If you're a woman, it's going to be a little girl. And something happens and that little boy or girl doesn't feel safe. And as soon as that little boy or girl doesn't feel safe, because that feeling unsafe is from something that happened when you were maybe 3, 4, 5, 6 years old. So instantly what gets triggered is something's happening externally. That external hits internally in your system and it freaks one of these little beings out. Now, not to get too crazy about this, but there are hundreds of these little parts. All got trapped in time, all had some sort of traumatic, we'll call it, experience when they were young that felt very, very unsafe. And they're just trapped in time and they're constantly being ping-ponged. So if you're struggling around relationships, we're going to help you see why it is that you struggle around relationships all the time. If you struggle around finances, you're going to start to build a relationship and understand like why I struggle in relationships. So now before you have the reactions and before you go running around like a chicken with your head cut off trying to fix everything in your life, you're going to actually be able to tune inward. We've heard all these great lines like in every single book, right? The only way out is through. The only way out is in. But no one really I read it hundreds of times. I was like, yeah, that sounds great. I'll go in. I'll meditate. I'll sit quietly. But like, that wasn't it. That wasn't the meaning of it. Now there's a different definition that we use. And truly, it's like when you start living and noticing that what's happening in here is happening because it is wanting to heal. It is wanting, just like when you were a child, right? Like sadness comes through and you go, I don't want to feel sad. Sad is wrong. And you just push it down. Where a kid, sadness comes through and they are sad.
Fully.
Frustration or anger comes through and they are angry. They're throwing stuff and like hitting stuff and running around. Like right? They process because they don't have the mind that comes in and goes, no, 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 we can't feel angry. We can't feel sad. We can't feel frustrated. But now as parents, and as you growing up, you had parents, and those parents would start to box you in and be like, you're not allowed to feel sad, John. You can't get frustrated, Annie. And like, we would start to build these constructs, right? And then we started to go like, oh, this is not good. I'm not allowed to feel this. When in essence, as a human being, the spectrum of emotions are everything. If your life was a Disney movie with birds chirping and animals talking and sweet music playing all day long, you'd go nuts. As a soul, that's not why we came here. We have that in some other world, right?
Yeah. We came for the dynamic experience.
Yeah, we came here to experience the gamut of everything. The ultimate sad and joy and frustration and anger and upset and despair, all of it. That's why we came. And the fact that we go, no, it's not safe for me to feel this. And then as a parent, you pass that on to your children, right? I don't feel safe when people are angry around me. So then when my child gets angry, I have to respond to their anger because I need to squash that anger instead of just holding space for that anger to be there and process. And when that, they know how to do it. If you just hold space and let them do it, instantly, like within 2-3 minutes, they go through their own process. And that's what we ultimately want to share with you here is how to do that for yourself. A guy said before, like, you get to be the parent for your inner beings that they never had an opportunity to be with. And ultimately, the practice is this. Life is going to constantly happen. Has life ever stopped constantly happening to you? Like, have you ever made it to this place, like you got to figure it out and life like just stops happening? Life is always going to happen, right? It's how you be in the face of all of it that determines what comes your way. So to give you like a flip of the switch, life is constantly going to be happening out there. What if life was happening out there to simply do one thing and one thing only, which is to highlight like a magnifying glass things that are happening inside that you are uncomfortable with? And if you had a tool to actually look inwards and go, wow, that there's a lot of sensation. There's like cramp, like my heart is clamping. My stomach is shutting down. There's like heat in my solar plexus. Like, and you started to get good into this subtle body energy stuff. Then before you react, you start to make those parts internally feel safe. And as they feel safe, they relax. And as they relax, they release. And instead of keep bottling this stuff up inside, it's like, I think Michael Singer had this analogy, which I love, which is like every time something bad happened, it was almost like you took this bottle of really, really smelly stuff, like something that smells awful. That was the situation. And you swallowed it and put it inside. And then stuff happens from outside. And what it does is it kind of like knocks into that bottle and opens it just a smidge. But the smell is so bad that you're like, oh, no, 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 I can't smell that. And you bottle it back up and you throw it back down because you don't want to experience it. But what if the whole game was, yeah, that thing is being opened so you can actually stand there and observe it and witness it and allow it to be fully released. And then you never have to deal with that again, at least not that level of it. If you can do that, that's where you find more and more of your alignment, like more life source, more energy, more intuition, more gifts, more magic, and more effortlessness in your life when you start doing this. And I have to tell you, as a parent, I've read a lot of parenting books. I've done a lot of things. This is by far the easiest way to be with your kids, not have to discipline them, and have them work through their stuff. So the better you get at this, it's going to be this reciprocal thing where you can be amazing in other relationships with your kids or your spouse or at work, et cetera. So why don't we start at this point kind of like walking through what this can look like as they're going through the meditation, because we'll obviously send you a guided meditation, but I think it's important to just kind of get the lay of the land of what we're looking for, what are the kind of the experiences that we're shooting for, et cetera.
Yeah, so I'm going to take you through, kind of like Elon said, giving you a map. My request is, though, don't turn this into a formula.
Okay? Yes.
So look, Elon was pointing to something really important, which is safety. I can't see you, but if I was standing in front of you on the stage right now, my question would be, how many of you guys feel safe? And I'd have you raise your hand, like safe all the time. And I doubt if many people would be raising their hand right now. So it's like, when we feel something in our body, the reason we don't feel it through is it no longer feels safe to feel through that. Now, if we do feel through that and it doesn't kill us, right? Like a lot of things that we think would happen, or we don't lose connection with other people, or, you know, all the other concerns that we have mentally, then you can see that next time that thing happens around you, the energy, instead of you locking up, you're nice and relaxed. The energy just moves through. Like Elon said, maybe you get angry, maybe you get sad. But it's like there's space now for that energy to be fully expressed, moves through. Maybe it's just even like an expression in the body, not necessarily like an outward expression, but like an energy moving through the body. And then safety is reintroduced into the system. You get back into this neutral kind of balanced state. And because of this is why people start noticing that they're not responding to things. It's just energy moving through. So, and you kind of guide me in how much you want me to give them, because I know the meditation has quite a bit. But
yeah,
look, I think if you're in this work, you've probably at some point realized that there is a little voice in your head, okay, and that you're listening to this little voice chatter away all day long, right? Some people call it the monkey mind, the lizard brain. It's kind of like the ancient reptile brain, and we listen to it. Now, if this is the first time you're hearing that, I want to make sure I'm kind of helping everybody here. And you're wondering what little voice in my head, the little voice that said what little voice is the little voice I'm talking about. And it's important to recognize that you're not the voice. You're actually a listener of the voice. So if you would just take a moment and kind of, if you need to pause this, you can. But just sit quietly for 10, 15 seconds and you're going to see. It's going to chatter away. It has an opinion about Elon and me and how we look and how we're dressed and how we talk, or they talk too fast, or blah, 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 whatever, right? And it's just constantly like narrating what's in front of us. And it's this mechanism that we all have. So many people, they're trying to manage again themselves through this mechanism. And by the time this mechanism has said, I'm sad, I want you guys to get that I'm sad or I'm angry or all these things are really just interpretations of sensations that you're having in your body. So when you get that sinking feeling in your stomach and you go, oh shit, I'm really afraid, that's the mind interpreting what that sinking feeling is in the body. But the truth is that there's just a sensation in the stomach happening in that moment that we've associated with like a feeling of being ill or fearful or something else, whatever you were told at that time. And by the way, even as a child, a lot of times when you really are angry, like you're like, I hate my brother, I hate my sister. And your mom's like, no, honey, you love your brother, you love your sister. That's very confusing for a child.
Yeah.
Because they're having an experience that now the parent is telling them that it's not that experience. So now the child is feeling like it's in a bind. Here I am angry and I'm having these negative emotions and I'm being told that I love my, you know, it creates all these binds in our systems because we're getting misinformation on, again, lack of attunement, right, to our system and what's really going on and not truly allowing a child to feel through. So Elon pointed to that when we feel safer about anger or hostility within ourselves, a lot of times what we judge, right, it's not a lot of times, it's all the time, what we judge out here that we don't like out here is what we don't like in here. So if we can bring safety into the system and feel fine about those things here, like my anger or my sadness, guess what? When you see anger or sad people, you have nothing but empathy. You have nothing but love for them. And this is why, like Elon pointed to with children, but this is also true for spouses and financial situations and health situations, that when you feel safer around those things naturally change around you. I want you to imagine that you're carrying around like a script, like a movie script, okay? Like, here, I got my little notebook over here, like a movie script. But you're, instead of a movie script, it's an energetic script. And when you meet people, you hand them the script, they read it, and they respond to it. So by introducing safety into the system, the energetic script changes, which means that when you hand it to people, the characters they play in that script also change. So again, when we introduce safety to ourselves, we can allow for other people. It dynamically and easily changes the relationship without us having to go like, I don't like that you're doing that. Well, you don't like that you're doing that, which is why you don't like that they're doing that. Or you don't allow yourself to do that, which is why they can't do that. So most of us are running around in the world trying to make people think, act, and feel the way that we do, thinking that if they do think, act, and feel the way that we do, we'll feel safe. But we've been trying to do that for millennia. That's never going to work. Again, humans are way too dynamic for that. And no one's ever going to, like, the world would be gray. It would be uninteresting if we lived in that world. So that's not where safety comes from. Okay, so I want to kind of like deteriorate all that. The next thing I want to introduce you to, I'm sure you've heard the word many, many times, is awareness. Okay. And I want you to notice something really simple. I'm going to have you do a really quick exercise. This is okay. Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Important. Yep. So I want you to just wherever you are right now, it's better if you're sitting down first time.
And not driving a car.
And not driving a car. If you're driving a car, then you could come back to this later. But just sit down. Take two deep breaths. So take one deep breath. That first breath, by the way, probably got stuck in your lungs. We hold our belly really tight against like a protection thing that we do, because our youngest self actually exists in the lowest part of our stomach here. So I'm gonna have you take another deep breath, but this time just take a big belly breath also. So just release the stomach, big belly breath. Of course, this relaxes our system because it brings us into our system. It brings awareness into our system. So I'm gonna have you just lift up your right hand like this. This is in the meditation too, but I wanna give you a little bit of a diagram and map on how this works. And as you raise up your right hand, what I'm going to have you do is not look at your right hand. I'm going to have you just put your awareness on your right hand. Now, I don't have to explain this because we naturally put our awareness on things all the time. I just want you to just do it consciously. And as you put your awareness on your right hand, again, not looking at your right hand, just putting your awareness on your right hand, I want you to just tell yourself, what do you notice now? You might need a little bit more time, what you notice about your hand. And here's what most people report. They report like they can feel tingles or heat. Sometimes it's coolness. But what I'm looking for is that you can feel increased sensation in your hand. Okay, it doesn't really matter how it feels. Maybe it feels like perspiration to you or moisture. Maybe it feels like dry or, again, heat or just vibration or energy moving. But as you put your awareness on your hand, you will suddenly notice just more of your hand, like sensation in your hand. Now, we've all heard, again, the terminology where your attention goes, energy flows. That's correlated to this, right? So I want you to notice how the moment that you put your awareness on something, that you can start noticing more of that something. That this is what we call subtle energy awareness, okay? And I explained this in the meditation, so I won't go through all the different levels of awareness, but this is what we're working with, is we're working with the subtle energy awareness. Now take that same awareness and put it on your left foot. And then very quickly, you'll start noticing more of your left foot, almost like blood flow, right? Stuff like that, like energy moving through it. So as you go through the meditation, what you guys are going to notice is we're going to be working with the center meridian channel of the body. Okay. And what we like to think of is like the chakra system is almost like the developmental tasks that a human has to go through from bottom to top, right? So it's like, what's our ground, right? You got to set a foundation. That's the root chakra right there at the base of your spine, and then kind of working your way up. So if you think of development that way, your youngest self is lower in that system, right? And as you go through these developmental tasks, you actually move through the system. So if you feel a lot of sensation in your stomach, we often associate this with fear, right? It's like if you've ever been on a roller coaster, or
stress, fear, anxiety,
stress, fear, right? You'll feel that, like my stomach is in knots, or I got butterflies in my stomach, right? It's like that fear, that anxiousness that exists there. Or like we talk about having a heavy heart, which is like a lot of sensation in my heart. What are you experiencing? Sadness. Okay. For those of us who, you know, I'm raising my hand, have dealt with a lot of anger in our lives. It's like you get that fogginess right in the brain. It's like a hijack. That's almost like you can't see through anything, and then suddenly you come back to your senses and you wonder how you could have said those things or acted that way. It's like you've been hijacked, a lot of sensation in the head. So again,
followed up by many, many apologies.
Right, exactly. Anger up here, sadness in the heart, and then fear here in the stomach. Now again, it's not as important what that is, but I just want to kind of show you like what people normally associate different sensations with. And what the meditation is going to do is it's going to help you elevate and increase your awareness through the center meridian channel and have you realize that no matter what's happening around you, even this conversation or a thought about your mother or a thought about your finances is immediately creating an effect in your energetic system. And it's pretty much always the same exact experience over and over again. So if you think of an ex-lover that you have pain around, you're going to start probably feeling something in your heart right now, right? Even at the mention of that, or at the thought of that, or at the insinuation of that, there's going to be some kind of sensation, some kind of response that you get, if that lover drove a red SUV, every time your body sees a red SUV that looks something like that, there is a response in the chest, right? In the energetic field. And then maybe if you tune in enough, like there's a thought and suddenly you think of like that ex-lover and you haven't thought about them in 10 years, are like, wow, it's weird that I thought about them, right?
I just want to add one quick thing here. So that's a really, really important point. So when you first start doing this practice, okay, ultimately what we're looking for is in the moment, present awareness, that as things are happening, you're actually so in tune with what's happening in your system that you can feel it in the moment, right? And instead of having all the other reactions, you can sense it here. And I'll say something about that in a second. The thing to note is that there is no difference internally in your system between something that you're experiencing in quote unquote reality in real time versus you bringing something into your awareness. So like I said, when you bring into your awareness that ex-boyfriend or that, you know, stressful situation or whatever, everything that was firing in that moment is going to fire at that same exact time. So what's really good to note is like in the beginning, okay, so say you had a rough experience and you're like, oh man, I wasn't paying attention. Great. Most people don't. But you can sit in meditation with the meditation practice, for example, and bring that into your awareness and then actually watch the domino effect of things that are occurring internally before the reaction. So something to realize, like when you're already saying something and you're in action, the action comes after some sort of thought that you've had.
Right.
That thought comes after some sort of emotion that you experience. That emotion was triggered by something that was happening in your system before it became an emotion that you were feeling. Because most of us aren't aware of the subtle body. So what Guy and I have been able to do, like your action is say step 10. Your emotion, say, is level 6, right? So that's kind of where most people have been living if they have any sort of awareness and practices. What we're going to take you now through is like the bottom layers. Like, what's that first bubble that happens in your stomach that is not even scary? It's just like starting. It's the peeking out going like, is this okay? Should I be scared? Like, what's that sensation like in the body? Because if you can start to relate to that as all this stuff is happening out there, you can start to catch things so early that you're not being reactive anymore. You're just healing and watching this stuff happen inside. And yeah, just wanted to throw that in there.
Yeah, that's good. Good addition. Yeah, and I think it's important to realize what Elon's talking about, right? Like all these stages, right? Sensation, emotion, feelings, interpretation, mind, thought, and then action. That we don't want you to manage any part of this.
Yeah.
And in fact, as you go through this meditation, we're going to invite you to let it all hang out, right? Like not like hang out, like just hang out, like you got to do it all. It's just like whatever comes into the experience, again, is we're trusting the divine intelligence. So if I'm putting my awareness in the sensation of sadness and the next thing, or I'm putting on the sensation in my heart and the next thing that comes up for me is I'm sad. All right. And from that sadness is like a thought. It's like, oh, mom, when I was 15 years old, like hit me when I was bad and I haven't felt good since then. Right. Boom. That's there. And then this mechanism comes online that says you're not supposed to be sad. Right. And that has you want to like squirm in your chair. And that's like the action that you take a little bit or whatever it is. Whatever comes up into the system as that occurs, we're going to allow for that. We're not going to do any management at all. We're just allowing to, and we're trusting that the body knows what to do in order to heal. And for this particular energy, that's the perfect run of course for it to go through from the body, through the mind, and out into reality, and then back into the system, that whatever comes up is just part of that process. And the only thing we get to be is the neutral party, what we call the passive observer. And I explained that in meditation, how to be more of a passive observer versus an active observer. Most of us are very actively observing. If you've ever meditated, you know, very active observing. You're like, what's going on in there? Why am I having these thoughts? I was told not to have thoughts, right? Like it's very active versus just kind of like learning how to step back and passively watch what's happening. And by the way, that passive part of you is the infinite part of you. It's the part of you that always was, always will be, watches all things, whether you're awake or whether you're asleep. It's always the same part of you that watches. So if we start watching from this passive part, it actually more fluidly allows for these things to arise, and then we don't manage them so much. And that's what we've been told all the time. It's like, oh, manage this, take care of that, and then put it here. And it's like, no, that's psychological systems. That's stuff humans have made up, but that doesn't trust in the divine nature of things. Now, what you're going to find as you go through meditation is that you're putting your awareness on something, and you'll be like, oh my God, I can really feel that.
And by the way, when you start, if you don't feel things, this is why we tell people, like, you know, at least start with doing this every day for 7 days. If afterwards it continues to feel good, like, maintain it and do it for 30. People that have done this for 30 days have just had life altered. Like, there's so much wisdom and guidance inside of you that you just haven't been aware of. So if you don't feel things in the beginning, it's totally okay. Just realize, like, two systems, the mind that has been running every single thing in your life up until now. This other system that when you, you know, went offline when you were maybe 7 or 8 years old because trusting your emotions wasn't safe, right? It didn't lead to good results. The mind took care of things that led to good results. This did not. So this system has been in atrophy for decades. So just expecting, like, you're going to do this once and all of a sudden this thing comes online. Listen, for some of you, it might. For some of you, it might take a little bit of practice. But just think, like, it's been in a cast for a long time. It hasn't been used for decades. So it's just going to take time. And the more you do it, just like everything else, that muscle gets stronger and stronger. When I first did it, if I tuned inwards 1 out of 20 times, I threw myself a party. I was like, yay, I did it. Because the default mode is go to the mind, go to the mind, go to the mind, figure it out, figure it out, figure it out. So the times that I actually was like, I'm not going to figure it out. I'm just going to sit here and watch. And it was fabulous. I was like, oh my God, I did it. And then 1 out of 10, and then 2 out of 10. Like, if you can get to a place where you're even 50-50, that's life-altering. Life-altering. So just give yourself patience and grace as you start going through this process.
Yeah, and as you were saying that, I actually thought it's both, right? Like, everything is always both, and we live in a very paradoxical universe. It might feel like you're in atrophy, or it might feel like you've been, like, that muscle has been tensed so hard for so long that you're finally relaxing it for the first time. So, like, things can move, right? So here's what's going to, some of the things that happen for people, because I don't want to get anyone addicted to anything, but, like, I want to give you some guidance. You're going to start having this subtle body awareness, which is, like, already life-changing, because subtle body awareness will shift your entire life, right? But as you start feeling the system, here's a few things that happen. Number one, we show you how to get energetic support while you're in that process, okay? Because a lot of things that we, when we go through healing experience, we're like, we're doing it ourselves, and we don't actually feel the support that's available to everybody all the time, that's available to you. Second thing is, a lot of times when we're feeling something, we notice that if you're responding to something in your life now, to a person, to a situation, to health, whatever, it's not the first time you've had this response. You've had this response hundreds of thousands of times, probably throughout your life, right? So whatever's in front of you right now is not the thing that's creating the response. You're reacting to it, and that response is being created within you. But again, that response has been there a long time, and there's something that doesn't feel safe about that. Like, it's never been safe to express itself. So it's very important to realize that, yes, that happened a long time ago, and it may have not been safe at that time. And whatever response your body took was the perfect response for you to create safety and survival at that time. Now, the response you're having right now is probably no longer a match for what's happening in front of you, or it's just a thought that you're responding to. So it's like, whether it's an illusion or whether it's real, we're still responding. So something that's important to notice is that if you're meditating, you're actually in a safe space. And by the way, when you meditate, put yourself into a safe space. Like, don't do it when you're, like, at a coffee shop with, like, a bunch of people around you, or, like, sitting at a mall, because when you relax a system and you're actually opening your energy field, other people's energies can start interacting with yours, and that can dissuade this process big time, actually re-traumatize the system. So you want to make sure that you're in a safe spot and you can look around and see that you feel safe. And then the last part is actually getting connection. Because a lot of us, when we have a certain automatic response to something, what we feel is, if I express this or if I don't, I'm going to lose connection. So when we feel support, when we feel safety, like when we notice safety and we have connection while we're going through this process, this is the data that the system missed when it started going through that survival pattern. So when we start introducing that data into the system's like, oh, cool.
Support, I remember.
Safety. Yeah, support, safety, and connection. And that is what does the work. You don't have to do anything. just noticing, just where awareness goes, you'll see it does it all itself. And because it starts getting that data, the system's like, cool, the energy starts moving. And what you'll normally find is the energy moves down, and you can just keep following the energy with your awareness as it moves down. I take you through this in the meditation, and will eventually resolve out through your feet. That's how it goes for most people. Okay. What I want you to get, that while this is happening, again, trusting the divine course of the body, is that it's already doing the work, and that the body is now reorganizing and reorienting around the new map that it just received energetically. And there is nothing more that you have to do at all than that, except for just keep your awareness with the energy as it moves through, and you get to watch. You are
you're not trying to move it out. Yeah. You're not telling it where to go.
Yeah, nothing. You're watching a movie, and you're letting it play out. That's really the way. So if the energy is not moving, guess what? The energy is not moving. Exactly. If it's moving really fast, guess what? It's moving really fast. And that's what it is. It's like, for everybody, it's a different experience. And what I want you to get is, again, the body is patient, the mind is not, and the mind's gonna be like, what's going on? Why is this supposed to be moving? Or is something supposed to be happening? Or it's like, oh my God, things are really happening. And no matter what it does, here's again my recommendation. Do not tell the mind then what to do, to shut up or be patient or graceful. No. If it's not being patient, invite it to not be patient. If it's not being graceful, invite it to not be graceful. If it's like freaking out about something, okay, like cool, like you can hang out and you can freak out about that. Your mind is a beautiful protection mechanism. It's doing a great job. It never asks for anything in return. It never sleeps. It never eats. It just goes and goes and goes. And it's been trying to protect you since you were very small. And the systems and the strategies that it's using are the same ones you learned when you were 3, 4, 5 years old. And those systems and strategies have not been upgraded. It has not noticed that you have aged. It has not noticed that you've become older. It has not noticed that you have more responsibilities now. It has not noticed any of those things. It just noticed at some point in time, this thing worked and it created safety in that moment. And the mind's like, cool, let's keep doing that over and over and over again. And the strategy became an automatic pattern.
Trapped in time,
right? So it's like whatever the trauma was is like something that got trapped or stuck in time. So we're basically unsticking it.
Yeah.
We're letting that energy that got stuck back there, we're letting it move again, trusting that the body knows what to do, and that this will reorganize the emotions, the feelings, the psychology, the reactionary state, just because the energy is not the same, the sensation is not the same. So again, once that changes, the feelings, the emotions, the thoughts, the actions, everything changes based on that. And again, there's nothing that you have to do other than just sit back and pretty much watch the experience.
So lastly, we're about to give you the meditation and all that stuff. Imagine that these parts are very young, 4, 5, 6 years old, right? You can imagine to a 4, 5, 6 year old, your life, your relationships, your finances, et cetera, are very, very scary. So to this child, everything is like DEFCON 12, right? It's like, are we safe? Are we safe? Are we safe? Are we safe? So as you do this and you start to heal these parts, you're going to help these parts grow up and mature. And as they mature internally, that DEFCON level 12 just gets turned down. And these parts don't get as activated because they're feeling safe. You're there supporting them, listening, acknowledging them, not running away, burying them in a closet and saying, shut the fuck up and like, let me go on with my life, or like yelling at them to work harder or faster, or, fix your life in any way. You're actually starting to build a relationship like you do with your children. And as they mature, you're going to feel a lot more well-being and peace and love and fulfillment and all of these things. So I want to offer you guys, we'll give you the link. So if you want to go grab the free meditation, it's satoriprime.com, SATORI prime, PRIME.com/meditate. Okay. Just simple, satoriprime.com/meditate. You can then go and download that onto your device, computer, phone, whatever you want. Okay. In addition to that, we want to give you some additional support. So the game is this. Commit to downloading it. And what I would say, if this resonated with you and you want to start doing this healing work, commit not to doing this once, but at least do it for the first 7 days, like once a day for 7 days. Walk through the process. Word of advice, when you start to release these things, it is very energetically draining to your system. You might wake up the next day and feel tired, or even that same night, feel really tired. Listen to your body, drink a lot of water and rest. It helps move this stuff along, okay? Additional support, we wanna be there to support you, okay? So when you download, you're actually going to get a gift from us as well. It's a 10-part video series that will help to start steering and asking your mind and your system certain questions that as you meditate, it's going to naturally, like, the process to bring stuff up and kind of trigger stuff for you so that you can take those into meditation. Really, really great. I would highly recommend going through that. You'll also get in that chance to learn a little bit more about Guy and myself.
It'll help you integrate the heart-mind process together so that you're not just releasing emotions, but you're really understanding the phenomenology of the mind and dynamically. A lot of times what it stops the process from doing. So if you just become aware of certain aspects of it, you can help the body along. Yeah.
Yeah. So that. Now, in addition, we want to offer you some live support. So I know some of you are going to start going through this. You're going to have questions. Things are going to arise. We want to be there for you. So there's two ways that we can be there for you. One is you can join. We do a live Q&A in a group session that you can come join. If you want to go to that, it's just satoriprime.com/coaching. Again, satoriprime.com/coaching. We do those roughly every 2 weeks. So you could just go there now, register for the next upcoming one, make sure you mark it in your calendar, and you can come out and ask us a question in a group. If you wanted the experience to be a little bit more personal, we can do that too. And we offer a almost like an introductory type of session where for 30, 45 minutes, we work with you. I can sit there and actually track your system, highlight different things for you, help move certain energies around. These are some of the gifts that Guy and I have. So if you're called to do that after you've done the meditation and you really want to start diving deep into this, generally we charge $2,000 an hour to work with us. If you go to satoriprime.com/talk, okay, satoriprime.com/talk, this is special for you guys. You can go in there and you can book a call with me personally, not a sales team or anything like that, with me personally, and it'll only cost you $99, okay? So just a few options to give you additional support. If you want to reach out to us, you can always find us on Facebook, Elon Ferdman, Guy Ferdman. You can email us, Elon or Guy@satoriprime.com. Happy to help in any way that we can. We're so happy to have been able to share this information with you. Thank you for your time and your listening. And I really hope that you go and implement this in your life immediately and start to really feel that inner peace and well-being that I think all human beings are after. So again, thank you so much. And we look forward to connecting with you here very soon.
Thanks for your attention, guys. Love you.
Have an amazing day, everyone.